All right, and welcome back again to another episode of Love Me. Tonight we have songs from weddings. Contestants were provided with a list of approximately 150 or so songs. Some of them repeats because there were multiple lists. Basically from weddings, songs that people would play at their wedding, during a dance, a reception, etc. There was a top 100, but, you know, I let people just kind of do whatever they wanted. So, if you're in the mood for a little love tonight, if you're thinking about what songs you want to play at your wedding in the future, tonight is the show for you. I know Clary's getting married pretty soon, but she's not up first tonight. Surprisingly enough, it is Rochellular with her own song.
Come out at night, that's when the energy comes and the dark side's light and the vampires roar. You strut your rasta wear and your suicide poem, and a cross from the faith that died before Jesus came. You're building church where you sleep with voodoo dolls, and you won't give up the search for the ghosts in the heart. You wear sandals in the snow and a smile won't wash away. Can you look out the window without your shadow getting in the way? You're so beautiful with an edge of charm, but so off of fears and hold back your tears. Oh, give us a tantrum and a know-it-all grin just when we need one, when the evening's thin. You're a beautiful fucked up man. You're setting up your razor wire shrine, 'cause you're working, building a mystery, holding on and holding it in. Yeah, you're working, building a mystery and choosing so carefully.
All right, and that was Rochellular for submission, which is, I think, a first, which is nice.
Rochellular.
Yeah. Right, let's keep with the theme of having Val go first on Rochelle songs. Val, what did you think?
I'm confused as to how this is like a wedding. I don't know like who would play this at their wedding.
Yeah.
It's a weird song. But anyway, I didn't like write anything down. I thought this was really, really nice for your voice, and like it was really like soothing and calming to me. And I loved the emotion that you had on it, and I loved like the dynamics in the first verse and like just the tone you kept throughout, like vocally and emotionally. It sounded really pretty. Near the end, there was like one low note that you didn't hit. It kind of like went to like when you're starting to hit a note, and it goes down to that weird throat thing. But like that was about literally nice. Like I really like this. It's really pretty and nice. I would play it live, but even though I don't know what the song means.
And so yeah, so definitely good job there. I thought for me in general that all of your really soft spots were a little too soft. I thought you needed at moments of the song where the notes were supposed to be soft, I thought it was just like a little off, like it just didn't seem to fit with the sort of power's the wrong word, but with the way that you were singing everything else. I really, really liked the chorus, especially in the middle of the song. There was like a great emotion in there, like about a minute and 20 seconds in, I think. In general, I liked the choruses better than I liked your verses. I do think this was probably a good song for your voice. I'm also confused on this being a wedding song, but
I know. Well, it must have been on your list, Gail.
I know it, yeah. I didn't read every, single 150 of them, but I liked most of them that I saw, so.
That many?
Although, well, actually, there was a top 100 that I looked for, but on the same top 100 list, there were, like, lists of, like, top 10 specific categories of songs you might play at weddings, like dance songs or
It's just
wedding
weird
parties.
because, like, in the first verse it says vampire, and I'm like, why would someone play a song that says the word vampire in their wedding?
They're Twilight fanatics. No.
Oh, gosh. So
Probably.
there's a wedding for you.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Twi-hard wedding. Oh, Jacob's on one side, and the other one's on the other side. No.
They wear glitter on their face so they can shine. No.
Oh, God.
right.
They kiss and sparkle. No.
Beloved, what'd you
Oh,
think?
man. Man, all of our critiques are going to be different tonight.
Dun-dun-dun.
I liked this all right, but I thought that some of the low notes were a little bit low for you. And I thought you used that really hard tone an awful lot, which was good, but I think it would have been better if you saved that for like the climax of the song, because there really wasn't one for me. And also, when you lean into your notes so hard, they tend to go off pitch a tiny bit, or they start off already. So just watch that. And also, when you start so loud, there's not really anywhere for you to go. So it's just one long, really loud note. So yeah, I had mixed emotions about it. I thought it would have been a really nice song for your voice, though.
Yeah, I'll agree with you actually on that, beloved. I shouldn't take the same notes, but yeah, I think there were parts that you could have gone a little bit better. I know that you were doing it last minute though, so it's understandable. All right, so I feel we're good about.
I liked the one level, like, I don't know. I liked that it was at one level for most of the time, and it was mellow.
All right. Okay, so next then, I don't think we have anything else to say. Are we good? Okay. All right, next then up is Princess Clary.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. So excuse me for forgetting, but these things I do. See, I've forgotten if
they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is now you're in the world. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no, or a girl who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. Ha! Is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is now you're in the world.
All right, and that was Princess Clary with your song, which I believe is an Elton John.
That song.
Right. I personally prefer the version that's in Moulin Rouge, but that's because I love Moulin Rouge.
Of course you do.
Of course you do. You and Moulin Rouge with all your prostitutes.
Well, if they're Princess Clary, then I'm okay with that. No.
Oh, man.
Clary is kicked off the show.
Sorry, Clary, they overruled me. I had nothing else.
Clary is not a prostitute. She is too British to be a prostitute.
Did you hear her diction?
Yes, I was like, that was like my first thing. I'm like, oh, your accent is really showing on this song. You had Princess Clary, you had excellent diction on this. Although, to me, the emphasis on the letter D of everybody, although you can tell everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
That sounded odd to me. So I would have liked that not to be as strong. Because mm-hmm. I think the emphasis is supposed to be more on the eh part of that word. Especially since that's the part that goes a little bit higher. So that part got a little bit distracting for me. I really liked how you sort of cut off the ending rhyming words, such as in know and show and all those things. Those, like, you didn't make them last very, you didn't make them very legato, and I thought that was a nice touch, which, because I've heard this before and people have done a little bit more legato on that. I wanted this song to reach epic high notes that maybe it just doesn't have, because I'm not as familiar with this version. I really liked the sort of ooh section that you had, or the oh section that you had. I really also liked your tone on this overall. I thought it was really, really nice. And I think the accent actually worked here, except for, of course, that particular one diction note on the D of everybody. But other than that, I really like this. Beloved, what'd you think?
I actually really liked this. At first, I was a little bit distracted by how much your accent came through, but then it, like, grew on me. I liked it, except for, like, that one spot at everybody. I liked this version a lot. I liked the changes in melody that you used. Your runs were really clean. I think my favorite was after the bridge. I really liked your phrasing. It was nice. I thought this was great. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Definitely. And Valk?
The backtrack at the beginning was driving me crazy. I like the piano was like the melody of the piano was sounding really weird. And it was like, oh, I hate this backtrack. But then after the piano died, I was like, oh, good, the backtrack is like normal again. I liked the second half of this a lot more than I liked the first half. The first half, I didn't feel like you were as into it like performance wise as you were in the second half with the like choruses repeating and stuff. I really liked that half because it sounded really nice with the dynamics, and I thought the performance picked up there. But overall, vocally, this was really good. I kind of wish you had done it a little less airy than you did on some parts. Because like when you did it in like, I wish on like the verses you would have maybe gone a little stronger and then in, like kept the choruses the way they were, because it kind of like sounded weird to me. Like I think it would have added more. Yeah, well, it was pretty, but I just kind of wish it would have like been a little less airy. But I liked this. I'm just like nitpicking at it.
One thing I think that, you know, thinking about this, the accent part is that I think the reason that we probably were a little bit distracted by it is because we normally don't hear you sing that way. Like, we normally don't think, I would not think Princess Clary was a British person just by hearing her sing normally.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. Until, of course, I mean, I've heard her talk, on a good portion of the songs, but this one, it seemed like very obvious. And so that's why I think it was a little bit more.
Yeah.
A little bit, you know, ooh, what's going on? This is new, coming at me from a different angle. But yeah, overall, this is.
I don't like change.
All right, but no, yeah, but this was good. All right, so next up is Aria.
Woo. If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way.
Oh my god, that was Arya. I can't go first, guys. Somebody else go. Beloved, you go first. You haven't gone first yet.
Okay.
Well, orgasms in the corner over here.
Huh?
Well, Gil orgasms in the corner over here.
Oh, God. Let me go vomit now. Sorry. Okay. I was iffy about this, actually. I was really looking forward to it, but now that I've heard it, I'm not so sure I liked it all that much. I really loved the beginning, but my first thought was, it sounds exactly like the original. Like, there wasn't really any change to it. Like, every run was the same. But I thought it was really, really pretty, and I really liked... I thought your breath control was amazing for that one really long note at about 1 minute where you said you, which happens a lot in this song.
Really?
Yeah. But did you guys get that? It was a super long note.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought that was amazing. And it was like strong the whole time. For most of the song, I felt like you were more concerned with the runs and the precision of the notes than emotion. Like, I got the dynamic part of it, but I just wasn't really feeling it from you, especially at the end, like, where the epic drums come in. I just wasn't really feeling it, and I don't know. That was it.
You go.
Okay. I kind of have the same, along the same notes. Like, I thought it sounded really soothing and pretty, but it also sounded like you were holding back, especially when, yeah, the music swelled, and, like, I wish you would have just, like, gone all out. I seem to be getting this metal off this week. With the belting, like, you were belting, but I think you needed to, like, just feel like, bruh, I'm, like, belt hardcore, as opposed to just, like, belting it because it is there, if that makes any sense. And like the U's at the end sounded like kind of like you were tensing up a little bit, the higher ones at the end.
Oh yeah, that weird transition.
Yeah,
between the head voice, like, and the regular chest voice.
Yeah, sounded a little tense. But it sounded pretty. And yeah, it did have good dynamics. I wish there was, it just sounded like you were holding back. I wish there was more emotion. The end.
I don't know what these two are talking about, Arya. I really,
Gil is
really...
blinded by lust.
Shut up.
Oh, always. I have to deal with this, like, every day.
You know it, no. my first notes were, wow. Heart, 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 OMG with, like, 8 Gs. And that was before the music even came in. So I really like this.
Well, that does count.
I will agree with the notes that were given by both Beloved and Valk as far as the specific things. Although they didn't bother me as much because I thought everything else was amazing already, in my opinion. I really like the you had some moments where you had some lower notes. They were very short, but I really liked them. I really like the jumps up from some of those to the higher notes. I really like your vibrato. My only real thing that I really wish this would have been more is when it gets into the really powerful "And I Will Always Love You" after the bridge in there. I really would have liked that to have been a little bit more just, I don't know, a little bit more powerful. I didn't feel that it was, and I felt that you have been before, but this is seriously one of my favorite things I've ever heard you sing, in my opinion. So, yeah. All right. Okay. Next up then is Autumn.